on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Hey, thanks for joining us daily, 1 o'clock on ABQ Connect. If you want to find out more about the convention, I know you heard it several times during those first couple of segments, but I'll share it again. It's cape-nm.org. And right at the top of the page, events and convention, the drop-down menu there has a lot of stuff, but including the homeschool convention, you can go to the main page and find out more. And just a big reminder, it's scheduled for the 2nd and 3rd of May, but really the 1st is the beginning, because that evening, Thursday evening, a free evening, and I'd recommend that if you're thinking at all about homeschooling or going to the convention, go Thursday night. It's no cost. You get a lot of questions answered and decide whether or not you want to maybe go through the whole convention or make plans for the coming year. So at any rate, cape-nm.org. All right. So Paula and Chantel are both here from Care Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. Ladies, thanks for taking the time.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Chantel, I'm gonna get. There you go. I didn't put her over in the corner. She's here. She's here with us. But I wanted to start with. It's been a CareNet week. I mean, Tuesday night, we were all out at the gala. At Sandia Resort, which there was only about 800 people there that are
only
pro. And I'll go back to last year's message, pro-abundant life.
Mm-hmm.
Remind me the name of the speaker we got to hear from.
This year?
Yeah.
Dr. Anthony Levitino.
And Dr. Anthony Levitino is, I don't think he's practicing anymore, right? But he's an OBGYN.
No, he was an OBGYN former abortionist.
Yeah. And quite a testimony. He was very transparent very real, sharing graphic details, mm-hmm. which, even those of us that are supportive of what CareNet's doing, I think we need to hear and mm-hmm. be reminded. It's one thing to say children are dying, children are being murdered. It's graphic, mm-hmm. Regardless of how it's happening.
Sure.
And there's hundreds, of abortions here in the Albuquerque area every week. Hundreds,
safe to say.
Is there five abortion
clinics? There's six.
Six abortion clinics here in the Albuquerque area. So anyway, I wanted to focus on the gala. He shared, you shared, Paula.
Yes.
And of course, we got to hang out a little bit with our buddy Steve Stucker, which is always fun. He's
so grateful for him.
He supports every good cause.
Yes, he does.
I mean,
he's everywhere.
Did you ever see the movie Multiplicity with Michael Keaton?
Probably have.
It's a guy who's so busy he cloned himself.
Oh.
And I'm pretty sure
that he cloned himself.
Could be. Could be, because he's everywhere, and
he's got energy.
And I love to see him everywhere. Well, and he's been transparent about his own health issues. So pray for him,
please.
That his little motor, his tank is filled, and he's able to keep doing what he does so much. But we got to hang out with him some. It was great to catch up with a lot of old friends.
Yeah.
Whether it's a funeral, a wedding, a gala, I always feel like when it's a Christian event, it's kind of a taste of heaven.
Yes.
Lots
of fellowship.
Right. You get to see these people you haven't seen in a long time, and we're going to be in eternity together.
Amen.
So it was good to catch up with old friends. Met some new friends. I met Jennifer's husband.
Yeah.
His name's Greg.
Greg, yes. Our community outreach director, Jennifer Ward.
Yeah.
Yeah, her husband is pretty spectacular in how he supports her.
Was that her kids with him?
Yes.
Okay.
I
didn't get to meet him. So.
Yes.
At any rate, it was a great time. And let me say this. If someone invites you next year to be at their table for the gala, and I think it's okay to share. I mean, that's it's not something we put out there, hey, you sign up to be at the gala. You guys reached out and got table hosts.
Yeah, so we do it by invitation. Yeah. Absolutely. We pray. We ask the Lord who he wants there, and he provides. And you know, this year we had 83 tables. And
all full. So 830.
Yeah, typically, you know, at the end of the, you know, sometimes it's last minute things come up with some people, but yeah, we had a great turnout, and this was our 42nd annual banquet for CareNet, and we continue to move forward and strong. And again, like you said, great message from Dr. Anthony Levitino. And Steve Stucker did a great job, and I did all right.
Oh, stop.
I have, the crowd was incredible, had great feedback from those that attended, because Dr. Levitino was pretty dynamic.
Yeah.
And, you know, his testimony alone is, very transparent, with how the Lord, you know, caught his heart.
Yeah.
But even before then, I mean, he was still on the edge of.
I love it though. By the end of his story, it's like now he's one of those weird Christian.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Let me tell you what actually I told Dr. Levitino after he had, I had gone back up on the stage. He left the instruments on the podium,
which
I had never come that close to seeing them. I've always seen the instruments they use in abortion only on TV.
Yeah.
But to actually see them less than 12 inches away from me was pretty, I got very choked up. He came up to me and he's like, asked me, you know, how do you think it went? And I said, you know, to see those instruments in front of me was very hard.
Yeah.
I said, because to think that, you know, in the state that we live in, that this is happening every day and we're talking hundreds is pretty sad. So, but that's the reason too why CareNet exists, you know?
Yeah. And you know, basically what he shared, and I kind of went into it at the beginning, not only are they dying, they're dying horrific deaths.
Yes.
You know, there's little ears listening, and
yeah.
You know, you may consider whether or not they we're not going to go much farther than that.
No,
but and you know, parents can take time to talk to their own
kids
about the need to be supportive of the work that CareNet's doing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's why we're here. You know, we want to continue to offer compassion, hope, and help to women that are facing unplanned pregnancies. We want them to be educated. We want them to be able to have opportunities to see what else is available to them. And most of the time, we see women that are coming in distress and scared, and they don't know, they feel like their life is over, but there is hope.
Yeah.
There is opportunity. And so right now, I mentioned it during the banquet that we have upped our Google ad fund, and we are seeing an uptick on women finding CareNet.
Good.
And so, and this was just recently, and we're talking abortion determined, abortion minded women that are having a hard time deciding what they're going to do. Again, you know, as I mentioned, we have our ultrasound. We're a medical clinic, and we have pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, STD testing, and we want her to see what is in the womb. And so 80% of the time when she sees the ultrasound, she will choose life.
Yes. You know, I want to share something real quick because it's really easy. We're talking about the gala and financial support, and which, by the way, the goal is to raise $500,000.
Yes.
He didn't pull any punches there, too.
No,
and I appreciate it, Levitino. And you guys are in the $300,000
range. So far, we are at $303,800.
Okay. And you can go to carenetabq.com. You can donate there to help them reach that goal. I want to share this real quick. Even if, you know, maybe you can't. Maybe you can volunteer, though. You can spread the word. And let me share an example, okay?
Yes.
I saw a social media post from KRQE. I'll share this and we'll go to a break. Come back and finish up on this and talk about the medical mobile unit. But about the Albuquerque Police Department responding to a newborn baby found dead in a dumpster here recently in Albuquerque, which if you listened to yesterday's show, I was clearly, I didn't even know about it until my guest let me know about it. But okay. So I shared that story. But in the comments, I said, people have a place to go for assistance with an unplanned pregnancy.
Yes.
And then put the CareNet website.
Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome, but I'm saying that because it's that easy.
That's right.
It's that easy to share. The other thing you can do, and we've done it on our KLYT Facebook page, go to the CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque Facebook, Instagram, whatever they're doing, and share their posts to your sphere of influence.
Yes.
And okay, you can like it or love it or hate, you know, be mad or sad. That's okay. But sharing it makes such a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
And before we go to a break, any more on the gala we want to?
Yeah, no, we will. Yes, absolutely. We are going to, we did record the event and we will have our testimony for the testimony that we shared that evening. We will be posting it, sending it out in our newsletter. So if you're interested in getting our newsletter, please go on to our website and sign up for that newsletter so that we can send you the video of the banquet and the testimony that we had that evening.
All right. We're going to take a quick break and come back more with Chantel, who works with the medical mobile unit, and Paula right after this on ABQ Connect. All right. We're right in the middle of a conversation with Paula and Chantel, both in studio from the CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, carenetabq.com. And Chantel, I understand you are part of the team on the medical mobile unit.
Yes.
How long have you been doing that?
I have been the mobile medical unit director since August.
Okay.
So I'm pretty new.
All right. And how big a team is that?
It is generally me, a nurse, and hopefully a volunteer.
Okay. At one time.
Yes.
Is there more than that then that rotate in that? Or is that pretty much just three
of you?
That's
our solid team. Yeah.
Okay. And say that again. Are you a nurse?
A nurse, myself, and a volunteer that stays out on the sidewalk.
Okay. Is there a need? Do we need to raise up some peeps?
Yes, we offer comprehensive training through our partners at Sidewalk Advocates for Life. So anybody who wants to become a sidewalk advocate, we go through training of how to best approach her in a way that's respectful and loving. Her and him, absolutely. And the companion, whoever that may be, for sure.
Okay. And what do people, what are they able to get at the medical mobile unit?
So the mobile medical unit is just like it sounds, on board. We provide all of the same medical services that we do in our brick and mortars. So we have STI tests, ultrasounds, and pregnancy tests. And we also offer what we call options education. And that's really that advocacy portion where it's gauging where you're at, what is bringing you to the sidewalks today. And is there a way we can help meet that need to make this pregnancy feel more manageable and more approachable?
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, for those of us who support CareNet and the pro-abundant life cause, I think it's really easy to forget people's stories and where they're coming from, and you know, to many of them, they believe a lie. Mm-hmm. Some of them may know exactly what's happening and don't care. Now I'm not where you guys are, but I have to imagine there's a lot of people that believe a lie. and are they feel like they're just being very practical in a decision that they're making that isn't as big a decision as they realize.
Yeah. And a lot of times people are feeling like they're being responsible because that's what our culture is feeding them. They're doing the responsible thing by not bringing a child into the world that they are a part of. So there's that. And there's also the lies from a lot of what we see in New Mexico are people coming from out of state to our abortion clinics because they've been referred by a doctor in Texas. And a doctor says, you shouldn't have this pregnancy. You shouldn't have this baby. This baby's not going to have a good life. It's going to be dangerous for you both.
Lie.
And it is absolutely blown out of proportion. And I talk to a lot of people on the sidewalk that come in and are just feeling absolutely hopeless because they want to carry their child, but their doctor said they shouldn't. And it's heartbreaking.
You know, I'm going to share this because we're putting a word out there for the volunteers. By the way, that's carenetabq.com. And then on the top of the page, there's a partner with us, part of the menu. Click that and scroll down a little bit. There's on that partner with us, there's a place to donate. And there's events coming up, but volunteer and employment opportunities are on that page. I encourage you to do that. If you in the past have maybe been through an unplanned pregnancy, and actually regardless of where it ended up, whether you had an abortion or you chose life, you may be the perfect – listen, almost anyone can do the sidewalk. I don't want to discourage others. But you have a story to tell, and sometimes may earn an audience that others may not be able to earn. So if you're listening and God's tugging on your heart that way, pray about it. And you can reach out to CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. I assure you, just like they lovingly greet everyone that comes in the door, regardless of where they are in their process with an unplanned pregnancy, they will be just as kind to you and not apply any pressure, but they'll inform you about what you can do to be a part of the team.
Mm-hmm.
I'm speaking for you guys.
I love what our website, you know, at the it says, do you have questions? Get the answers you need. You know, where we want to help answer the questions and come alongside her and him to sort out those thoughts that they're having, because, you know, back in the days we used to say, get a second opinion. Mm-hmm. And now they're going based off of what their doctor is saying, and they're not taking it to another person or another doctor or another medical professional to ask those questions.
Yeah. Let me say this real quick, 'cause it comes to mind. You know, you're on a limited staff, Chantel, as is CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, whether it's staff or resources to do what they want to accomplish. And one of the, and Dr. Levitino that spoke over the weekend, one of the things that he's been around a lot of CareNet pregnancy centers elsewhere and other pregnancy centers. And he had great things to say about CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque and how well the resources that they are given are put to use with the limited resources that they have. You know, he who is faithful with the little. And if you want to be a part of helping them reach that goal of $500,000 for the coming year, you could do that at carenetabq.com. But I wanted to make sure to mention what he said, because here's a guy who's been around. He's seen a lot of places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you guys do fantastic work. And I'll let you hold me accountable, Paula. We'll talk more about this. One of the things he said was go and visit the clinic, go in the medical mobile unit, see what is there and what's, so you better understand, it's not just, you know, I think it's a great way to really fully,
come and see what God is doing at CareNet, because everything that we do is God-given, God-ordained, and we get to be part of the journey that these women and men are facing. and we see it every single day. I mean, Chantel is out there seeing women going into the abortion clinic, and it's hard to see it in real time. Mm-hmm. You have a story.
Yeah. I love what the leader of Sidewalk Advocates for Life says. She says that the sidewalk is the greatest intersection between life and death in our world today.
Wow.
And every single conversation you have has the potential to literally save a life. And sometimes that's 10 seconds. Sometimes it's 2 minutes. And actually on Tuesday before the banquet, we were out on the sidewalk that morning, and we had two different conversations with two different people. One of them was about 10 minutes. One of them was about 3 minutes. And one of them, the gentleman actually asked me, he said, "What would you do with this pregnancy? I want to know what you would do with this pregnancy," because his doctor told them that they should abort. And they were undecided, couldn't decide what to do. And he said, "What would you choose to do?"
He just teed it up for you, didn't he?
Yeah, I've never had that happen before. I was like, wow, okay, if you asked my opinion, I'm going to tell you my honest opinion. Said, "I believe your baby has the right to have someone fight for them. And I think you should fight for your baby, even if it's hard."
Yeah.
"And I think you should carry it." And so they ended up leaving the clinic that day.
Yeah, love that. And I love the care and thoughtfulness and compassion that's shared by the staff at CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. Some needs. Sonographer, still looking for a sonographer. And Paula, I'll let you better articulate.
Yes. Go ahead. We are looking for a board member that has accounting background, a CPA, to join our board. We need a treasurer.
Okay. And back to the sonographer. The nurses that are there now can do ultrasound only up to
26 weeks.
Okay.
And if we have a sonographer, we do have one sonographer. She is a faithful volunteer.
Amazing.
Kudos to her. I love her. And we are looking for a part-time sonographer to join our team.
Okay.
So the more we have five locations. And so all five of our locations have medical services. So to be able to have multiple people to do the ultrasounds is incredible.
Yeah.
So the more the merrier.
And that's, we already mentioned it on this show. That's such an incredible tool.
Absolutely.
And Dr. Levitino mentioned it as well.
Yes.
He said over 80%. And I was like, it's much over. It's like more like 85%.
It's 80% as far as I know right now. It's 80%. So when she sees
that's still
baby,
huge.
That's a big.
Yeah.
Big.
Yeah.
When you're talking about a woman that's contemplating an abortion.
Okay.
We are here to show her compassion, hope, and help.
Yep. Hey, we're just about out of time, so I do want to make sure you know where to go to volunteer, to find information about employment, the events coming up, to donate, help them reach that goal of $500,000, about two-thirds away there now. CareNetABQ.com. Ladies, let's do this again next month.
Yes, Sounds Steve. Good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.